Okay, so let's have a look at the long-term source of finance. So there's five long-term sources of finance, and long-term source of finance is anything above 5 years. So the ones that we're going to look at here would include mortgages, savings and retained earnings, 3, owner's capital or equity, 4, state grants, and 5, debentures, and 6, then your sale and leaseback. So the first one, mortgages. So your definition for mortgages, these are loans used to finance the purchase of a house or other property. They're available from a bank or building society, and households or businesses will have to calculate the implications of monthly repayments under monthly cash flow before applying for a mortgage. So when you get a mortgage, you want to make sure that you're able to pay that mortgage repayments back every month to make sure that you have enough cash then to for other expenditures that you'd have in the business and in the house. So amounts, so large amounts of finance can be borrowed. Cost, the rate of interest rates will depend on the borrower's credit rating. The lower the risk to the lender, the lower the rate. Control, the security loan will usually be the deed to the house. So the bank will take the deed to the house. And then if you, for some reason, can't pay back the loan, they'll take the deeds and sell them and then use that money then to pay back the loan themselves, so they'll sell the house. Risk, failure to pay can result in repossession of property, but the loan can be customized to suit the borrower's needs. So you can have a long, you can decide how many years you want to pay it back. The longer the payment period, the less the installments, but you're going to pay back more. So you can decide with the bank what where you're going to pay it back. So how many years or how are you going to do it, fixed rate or variable rate? Number two then, savings and retained earnings. So a definition, savings are a major source of finance for households. So banks, credit unions, on post is where you're going to save. You usually put it into a deposit account. So these deposit accounts from these institutions pay an interest rate on the money saved. And the rate of interest rate will depend on the amount saved and how long it's been left in deposit or left on deposit. So for example, if you leave it on for 10 years, you get a higher interest rate than if you only leave it there for 1 year, because the bank can use that money for a longer period of time to make money themselves. Retained earnings then, these are usually for a business, are profits that have been put back into the business or retained by the business, kept in the business to allow the business to expand. So they, any profits that they have, instead of giving them dividends, they'll put it back into the business so the business can get bigger, get stronger, maybe go into new markets, maybe buy new machinery, maybe develop a new product. So amount can be large if the business retains large amounts of profits. Cost, there's no cost involved, there's no loss of control, and there's no risk. Owner's capital then, or equity. So a definition then, number three. This is finance brought into the business by the owner. So the owner will put money into the business. The finance can be brought into the business through the entrepreneur's own money, so they can invest more money into the business, or they can sell shares in the business. So somebody else will buy the shares and they will get a part of the business or own part of the business, or they can bring in a new partner. The amount then, so personal selling, personal savings are not enough to finance the business, but the investor, so cost, if no profits are made, then no interest or dividends have to be paid to shareholders. But if the business is successful, the shareholders are paid. Control would have to be shared if the partners or the shareholders buy in. So we lose some of the control because more people have a say in the business. And there's no risk if the business fails, the money may also be lost too. So if the business doesn't be successful, the money you've invested can be gone. Number four, then, a grant. So what is a grant? A definition. This is free money, free gift of money provided to the business to be used for a specific purpose. There are no interest or cash payments involved, but there are conditions that must be met. And if they're not, the money would have to be paid back. So if you get this grant for a specific purpose and you don't use it for that purpose, well then if you get caught, you have to pay the money back. Amounts depend on the purpose. Grants can be quite large. Cost, there's no interest or charges or dividend payments. Control, there's strict rules on what the money can be used for. And there's little risk, but if condition is broken, the grant is reclaimed. Number five, then debentures. Definition for debentures are long-term fixed asset loans secured on a valuable asset such as a premises. The company must repay interest each year, regardless if they make a profit or not, and the full loan must be repaid in full at a certain date in the future. So you get a debenture, could be 27-28 on it, and then when it comes to 27-28, you'll have to repay that loan. Amount, very large sums are available. Cost, the fixed amount must be paid annually over the life of a debenture, which can be very expensive. So your interest. Controlled security is usually required, such as the premises, and risk. In the event of non-repayment, the asset security can be seized or taken from you. So the likes of paying those interest rates back each year, it's very important. And the last one, then number six, sale and lease back. So definition, this is a contract to raise cash by selling a piece of property and then leasing it back on a long-term lease. It provides the business with a lump sum of money. So for example, Aircom or Air, that are now known as, raised 180 from the sale and lease back of its head office. The buyer agreed to lease the building to Aircom for 8 million per year. So Aircom got 180 million. And then each year then, they rented a head office back from the person who bought it at 8 million per year. The amount depending on the value of the assets, large sums of money can be raised. Cost is the cost of the lease. So whatever you're going to lease it back at. Control, the business loses the ownership and control of the asset. So if it's a, in this case, the head office for Aircom, they don't own it anymore. And risk then, so no risk is involved in business. So six long-term sources of finance that you need to know. Number one, mortgage. Number two, savings and retained earnings. Number three, owner's capital. Number four, state grant. Number five, debentures. And number six, sale and leaseback.